Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of Personalities at Carey. This is episode number 57, and we are speaking with Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea was a dancer before coming to the WB Carey MBA, and today she is majoring in marketing. She has interned at Arizona Public Service right here in Phoenix over the summer of 2018. And to know more about her, let's get right into our conversation with Chelsea Stevenson. Hello everyone, welcome to Personalities at Carey. We are on episode number 57, and today we have with us Chelsea Stevenson. Hi Chelsea.
Hi.
Chelsea, let's get started with our first question, which is mainly about your journey to the WB Carey MBA. What were you doing before this, and what really brought you to do an MBA?
Sure. So, well, I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, and I grew up dancing, just to give like a little bit of context, throughout like elementary school into middle and high school, and I was really into ballet and tap and jazz. So that led me to become a dance major at Oklahoma City University. It's one of the top universities for musical theater and dance and stuff like that. So I really enjoyed my time there. And of course, then from that education, wanted to pursue it full time as a career. So I moved to Vegas like right after graduation, started auditioning. I got cast in a show called Jubilee there. So I was a professional dancer for 3 years. I had a few contracts with them. So it was a really, really cool experience. Like growing up, of course, that was kind of the dream. So really got to pursue that and see it all the way through. And it was a crazy busy schedule. We did 10 shows per week, 6 nights per week. So I just worked and worked and worked. And it's cool, but you get a little bit burnt out on that kind of lifestyle and living in Vegas. It's not like the ideal place to live for me anyways. So I decided after the show closed that I didn't want to stay in Vegas and do the entertainment industry anymore, but a lot of people will go into teaching after they finish with their careers. So my brother was living in Phoenix and was kind of like, hey, I think you'll really like it. And I had a few connections here work-wise. So I moved and started teaching and choreographing for a studio in Scottsdale. And I liked it, but not really enough to keep it as a full-time forever career. So I started thinking about going back to school and what I wanted to do. And the MBA seemed like a good fit. A lot of people obviously use them to pivot careers. And I had some interest in marketing, and it seemed like a good way to kind of shift into something else. So started looking at schools, and WP Carey like really drew me in. I had a great experience interviewing on campus and a great experience with our admissions, and just felt like this would be a community that I could really be a part of and learn and grow from. And I saw the students as like people that I would want to be and who I kind of aspired to grow into, if you will. So ultimately ended up here.
All right. So once you've been in for like a year and a half now.
Yeah.
How has your experience been? Anything that has stood out? Something that has exceeded your expectations?
Yeah, everything exceeded my expectations. just coming from like a completely different industry and not knowing anything about business, really. Thinking back, I'm like, what was I even doing getting into this? I don't know. Just the people have completely exceeded my expectations. I had no idea what to expect walking into like such a diverse group. And I thought I knew diversity a little bit in the dance industry because you get people from all over the world doing shows and working in entertainment, but not quite like the backgrounds and just knowledge base that I've seen here. So learning from my classmates has been huge. Growing into myself a bit more and figuring out what I like and what I don't like and what I want to do has been fantastic. The classes I've taken and just like the breadth and depth of knowledge on topics that I want to learn has been great. And just, yeah, mostly the people, I think, has been the best part, most enriching part.
And you've told me that your concentration is marketing.
Yes.
Is there, you're also doing a specialization. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so doing the sustainability specialization, I'm one of two. Carrie Houston is the only other person doing that specialization now. But I came in wanting to do marketing, and I still really, really enjoy marketing. I want to work in it. But sustainability was always like a side thing I thought of. I remember like growing up just being curious about like recycle bins and stuff like that. And so it was something I started to learn a little bit just being in the community, and my brother's kind of into sustainability as well. And so I started to learn about it and realized it was like an option here to take classes on it. And of course, then the specialization came into play, and I just found it interesting. And the more I dive into it, the more I realize it's problems I want to solve and a community I want to be a part of and something I want to work in, whether it's now or in the future. So I just felt really strongly about it, and I have like a gravitational pull to it, or if you will. So yeah, I right now I'm taking life cycle assessment, which is kind of an engineering-based class, and I really like that. It's a little bit quant-heavy, but still enjoyable. And then sustainability and enterprise is another class I'm taking that I feel really passionately about. It's like economics, but more from a sustainability viewpoint, and so I feel like that is a really fantastic class as well.
Okay. And of all the courses you've taken so far, which is the one that you've enjoyed the most?
Really enjoying that one I just mentioned, sustainability and enterprise. And then, let's see, within marketing, the online or digital marketing class, I'm not sure what it's called, like digital innovation with Brett Giles, that was really great for what I'm working in now and what I did over the summer with my internship. And then managerial accounting, I feel like we learned some really great ways to think through problems and solve business issues. So I really enjoyed that class. It kicked my butt, but it was still really worthwhile. And what else? Yeah, those two. Okay. Three. Yeah.
So last year you had to go through an internship.
Yes.
And what was the internship that you got, as well as how was the experience getting that internship?
Sure. So I worked at Arizona Public Service, APS, downtown. I still work there, actually. I'm still interning. But the process for getting that, I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do something in marketing, probably online, but I wasn't 100%. So fall recruiting season for me was a little bit like ambiguous. I didn't know what companies to meet with and who to even, I didn't really have any direction or whatever strategy for it. But then by the time January rolled around, I think APS had posted their internship, and for some reason it kind of grabbed me, I think because it was a little, it's a company, an energy company, for those who don't know, I'm sure a lot of you are customers of APS. And something about it kind of grabbed me. I was like, oh, the energy industry is really changing a lot these days. There's a lot of exciting things happening. It just seemed like a good internship fit and company fit. So I heavily pursued them through like the career fairs that happened here and then through career networking night, and ultimately obviously got the internship. So I worked there over the summer and then stayed on through the fall. So I'm there part-time during my second year.
So then what was your particular role at APS, and what was the project you worked on, if you can tell us about that?
Sure. So technically my role is customer insights and marketing intern, but basically for those of you who are APS customers would know the website, or even if you go onto it now, is quite a bit outdated. And so we're going through a huge modernization project and basically revamping every transactional and non-transactional aspect of the website. So it's completely digital marketing. I work in content, so I was meeting with stakeholders throughout the company, gathering their thoughts and inputs, meeting with our copywriter to get all the content written. I work a lot in like the wireframes of the site, as we have vendors like developing the user interface and user experience for us, just going through wireframes and placing content where it's supposed to go, and essentially like organizing a website, if you will. And then I did a lot over the summer with looking at their traffic analytics, just where people come from, go to, pain points within the site. So it's essentially, yeah, all digital marketing, a little bit of analytics in there. But for the most part, my project has just been a continuation of like bettering that user experience and that customer experience with APS, because right now I think it leaves something to be desired.
So given that you're continuing your internship, does that mean that you're going to continue on and get a full-time job there?
Hopefully. Okay. I'm talking with them right now, so it seems like a definite possibility. I don't have like an offer in front of me, but given the way conversations have been going, I would like to stay there. It seems like something will work out, so I'll keep you posted on that one.
All right. So at school, how have you viewed the different events that go on? Do you have something that has kind of stood out and you thought that this was a great event that students planned or even the school planned?
Right from the start, Countdown grabbed me, which is why I got involved in the ambassador program. So did you go to Countdown?
Yes,
yeah.
There.
So before we even started the program, I thought that was like a fantastic way to kind of get the culture a little bit, even outside of interview day and all of that. So that event really grabbed me, and I met a ton of ambassadors. And so, of course, wanted to become an ambassador. That really, yeah, that kind of did it for me. I feel like that's why I'm so heavily involved with ambassadors still, but that event's my favorite maybe.
So what's kind of role right now with the ambassador program?
So I'm a co-director. I share the position with Elise Kerner, who's the other co-director. And that's been amazing. Like I said, that program was like a big draw for the program the MBA program in general for me. And I've just found it super rewarding to kind of pass forward and help recruit, if you will, and give prospective students like a little bit of a student perspective. So, yeah, that program I feel like is just my favorite thing ever.
I'm just going to ask you a few questions just to get to know you at a personal level.
Sure.
Is that okay? So do you watch movies?
Yeah, not as much as I would like to, but yes.
So which is your favorite movie?
I don't know if I can pick just one. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think they're all like fun. Like Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. Mm. That's like a top one for me. I love Garden State. I like Zach Braff a lot. And V for Vendetta maybe is like my favorite darker movie.
Do you watch any TV shows? Do you binge watch them?
I watch like old TV shows and I don't keep up with anything new. So like Friends is forever running on repeats, whether it's Netflix or just like on TV. I love Parks and Rec. I like The Office. So like anything from like 10, 15 years ago. Yeah, I watch TV, but I don't keep up with anything currently on TV.
In terms of music, what do you like? A genre, an artist?
Depends on my mood. Generally like alternative, pop alternative. I like Jack Johnson, John Mayer, Walk the Moon, kind of like happy alternative music, I guess, if you will, is that a category? I don't know.
And do you read? Do you have a favorite book or book series?
I like reading, but with school reading, I feel like I end up listening to all my books. So I have like an Audible account, and that's my favorite thing to do is listen to books. So my favorite series was the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series. That trilogy was fantastic. I can't wait to listen to it again. And I'm just now listening to the Harry Potter books. So I'm on the fourth book right now. I realize I'm like 20 years late to that game. But
Have you watched the movies?
No, I'm reading or listening to them, if you will. And then watching them as I go. So I've gotten through watching the third movie. And then right now I'm listening to the fourth book. And then I'll continue. But I'm loving it.
So. Yeah. Even I read the books before I watched the movie. So
yeah, I feel like that's the best way to do it.
And it's a little different because you imagine something and then when it's on screen, it's a little different.
I kind of obviously know the actors and like know the vibe of the movies because, you know, they came out a million years ago at this point. But so, and I'm like listening to it, I'm picturing, you know, like Daniel Radcliffe and the characters in my head, but it's still cool to listen to it and imagine it and then get to watch it afterwards.
If you had to choose a person in history that you would like to have coffee with, get to know them better, who would that be?
This is the hardest question. History. I'm trying to think of someone that has passed away that I would. The first person that comes to mind would be like Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have a conversation with her. I don't know if she counts as in history since she's still alive. But I'll have to say Michelle Obama.
Okay. Is there something specific that you want to talk to her about?
Just like her strength. And I feel like being the first lady could be a position that's easily kind of looked over or maybe has been looked over in the past, but she really seemed to make it her own. And she's such a vision of like strength and empowerment. And I think that she stands for just incredible organizations and just her work ethic. Mm-hmm. I really admire. I can't wait to listen to her book once I finish Harry Potter.
Do you have any pet peeves?
No pet peeves. Slow walkers, like really, really slow walkers. I tend to walk very fast. I shouldn't say slow walkers, but people that are like very unaware of their surroundings. And I'm like, excuse me, I'm trying to get past you. That texting back K when people just send the letter K. I'm like, can you just type okay so I know you're not mad at me, please?
Also, people who are walking while texting.
Yes, it's dangerous. And it kind of gets in the way of life. So I feel like if we all just looked up a little bit and like we're aware of what's going on, the world might be a little better.
Do you have any hobbies, something you do during your leisure time?
Yes. When we have leisure time. I got involved in doing yoga, practicing yoga, about almost 5 years ago now. So I love to practice yoga, specifically Bikram yoga. So I go there a few times a week. I like to hike. I like to work out. Pretty much active things. I find that I have like a lot of energy if I sit around too long. So I'll just like go outside and do something. Joey, my boyfriend and I, who you just spoke to, we like to try new restaurants around town or go to fun things that are happening around town. We went to Electric Gardens at the Desert Botanical Gardens a few nights ago, so that was fun. Just kind of bop around town, see what's out there, find new things.
All right. And after graduation, what's your plan? I know you're trying to get into APS, but apart from that, if you had to choose a few companies or a location, a role, what would that be?
Location-wise, I really enjoy Phoenix. Of the places I've lived, I think it's my favorite. I like the community and the people here. But if not Phoenix, definitely the West Coast. And then role-wise, I would like to start in marketing. I think that's kind of my strong suit based on like what I've learned in the program. But as I said before, I really care about sustainability and that's a passion of mine. So if I can at some point transition from marketing and kind of communicating with customers to pushing initiatives that I really care about and a company that I care about, that would be like the ultimate goal. So whether that's staying at APS long-term and transitioning from marketing to their sustainability department, or if that's working for a different company. But I think there's a lot of industries like energy and yeah, I guess I'm specifically thinking energy. They're changing a lot and there's a lot of emerging technology in them. And I think that sustainability will play a big role in those businesses. So being at the forefront of that and just working on something I'm passionate for, a company that shares values with me, is the ultimate goal to keep it big.
Have you thought about what you want to do 10 years from now, where you want to be?
I would love to be a director of sustainability somewhere. If not a director of marketing, I guess my career could go either way and I would be happy. But yeah, really working on projects and initiatives that I care about, whether that's clean water or clean energy, just helping the business world run a little bit better and a little bit more mindfully of the environment that we live in. So some sort of position, hopefully managerial or director level, that would let me explore that and kind of pivot where the business world is today.
And since you're the director of the ambassador program, I'd like to ask you, what is the kind of advice you give people who are looking into the WP Carey MBA?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. I wasn't anticipating that one. Advice that I'd give them. Mainly finding the right fit and using this time to explore who you are and what you want to do and then letting it change you. Like I've really found my voice in this program. I mean, I'm still very quiet and introverted. But aside from that, like kind of figuring out who I am and what I want and what's important to me. And I think this is a great time to just take classes that might be interesting to you, try things and fail at them fast and then go try something else. And just, there's like no right or wrong, I feel, in an MBA program, especially one like this that's so open and people are very open and happy to help you and talk to you and be great teammates and classmates along the way. And so just finding a community and a culture system that fits with you and a value system that fits with you and then taking that and running with it. I feel like this is the time of our lives to do that. And it's like a safe place. So yeah, that's about it.
Do you want to tell people any of the events that are coming up for the ambassador program?
We have our quarterly meeting, but all this stuff is ambassador specific things. We have countdown, of course, which is going to come up in April. But yeah, otherwise just very ambassador specific things. Elise and I are passing the torch to new co-directors at some point in the next month or so. So that's both sad and exciting. But yeah.
So I'd like to give you a couple minutes to just talk a little bit about your passions and anyone let other people know that this is what they should be looking at.
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's hard. What would I want to like leave people with? I feel like a lot of people don't know much about the dance and entertainment industry, so I kind of hope that through maybe working with people that they've been exposed to at least me and will expose themselves to like arts and culture and that industry a little bit more. I don't want to say it's dying, but I don't think that people appreciate theater maybe in the way that they used to, because now we have movies and TV and live theater gets a little bit of a backseat, and sometimes things like tap dancing, which was like a huge passion of mine when I was a dancer, like that all, like the Gene Kellys and the Bob Fosses of the world get a little bit of a backseat. So keeping your eyes open for like entertainment industry opportunities. Like one day I would love to sit on the nonprofit for like an arts council or something like that. So definitely keep an eye open for that. But I hope people were exposed at least a little bit to some of that background in working with me and realizing that like, yeah, dancers are dancers, but they're also like people that have other interests, and like people that work in the arts can pivot and do other things too. Mm-hmm. And that was something I had to prove to myself, I think, throughout this program, that I'm not like just a dancer or just an entertainment professional, but I have other passions that I can explore and do successfully, hopefully, as well. Yeah, and just to be a little bit more conscious of the world around you, whether that's like people you encounter or the environment, or as we go out and become executives, hopefully, and do business, that we have like this beautiful environment that we live in, and it's important to protect it and keep it in a state that is livable and happy. And I hope that, yeah, as we get caught up in like big data and all of the global business problems, that we keep that in mind and put sustainability a little bit more at the forefront than where it maybe has been in the past.
Right. Have you taken the advantage of being so close to the Gamage and attended any of
them? I'm the worst because I actually haven't. I did take advantage of the Herberger School here. I audited a ballet class since I've been here just to like stay in shape, if you will. I hadn't danced in like some years after I stopped being in the show. So I did take advantage of that, but I have not gotten to a show. I have like no excuse. So, yeah.
All right. And once you're done, how would you like your peers to remember you?
Oh, hopefully as someone that they enjoyed working with. I haven't gotten to work with everyone, but with the majority of people that I've worked with, I hope they had a great experience. I had a great experience with everyone I've worked with, and I'm happy to call all of our classmates friends, so I hope that they think the same of me, and they know that, like, whether we're close or not, that they could always reach out if they need something, or people come back and visit, and I'm still in Phoenix, stuff like that. I just hope that it's, like, always open lines of communication, and people know that even if I'm quiet, maybe, or don't know them as well, that, like, I still think of everyone as family, and I hope they feel the same way.
All right. So that's about it. I'd like to ask you if you want to give out your email address or anywhere you're more active on social media, let people know that.
Yeah. So email is just my name, chelsea.stevenson@asu.edu. And then I guess I'm most active on Instagram. That's also my name, but spelled funny. It's at Chelsea Stevenson, but at C-H-E-L-C, Chelsea Stevenson, S-T-E-V-E-N-S-O-N.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, listeners, for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Goodbye. It seems like Chelsea knows where she wants to be and what she wants to do right after the MBA. Chelsea, all the very best to you. We hope you have a great life ahead of you. To those listening to us, thank you so much for your support again. We are on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. I will see you right back here in the next one. Goodbye and peace.